Ah, yes, my hope is legacy to the future of the world. Passing the baton. Okay, so there's only one person on earth that can totally understand you and your reaction to these ideas. And that happens by design. And it's been spoken of through the ages. Here we are, John Donne, who writes, "No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less, as well as if a promontory were, as well as if a manor of thy friends or thine own were. Any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind. And therefore, never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee." Well, again, there is only one person that knows how this works by design, personally significant to the future of the world. It does toll for thee. And as you begin to understand that there is a tug of war, a greater awareness allows you to see smarter, stronger, better, and wiser that the Homo sapien operating system is a summary of this psychological experience, a freedom versus slavery, for there is emotional anatomy about which we are unaware that would ensnare us and prevent us from having, oh gosh, to choose wisely for ourselves. You see, we're helping each other develop a freedom to choose wisely, and that which is better, better, better. And that the smarter, stronger, better, and wiser allows us to see this freedom versus slavery, the simplification of all psychological science, helping each other develop this freedom to choose wisely for that which is better and better and better. And inside your own heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit, you're becoming more aware of this, which is why you're listening again. It's a tug of war. It attempts to trick and trap you in this experience. And Gilgamesh is in the position of freely choosing for himself. And freely choosing for himself, he is recruiting us all. He is recruiting us and attempting to motivate, inspire, introduce, interest you in the development of your confidence. We are investing in your confidence. Gilgamesh understands this emotional anatomy and wisely wants to invest in that confidence. Wisely, you know, what is to be said is our free choice. Wisely, for how to describe this is our free choice. Wisely throughout the generations is our free choice. And Lewis Carroll, Alice in Wonderland, brings us to the caterpillar. Who are you? And this attempt at introspection, this attempt at greater awareness, is at the core of this Homo sapien operating system. For freedom versus slavery requires a greater awareness, and then developing a greater gratitude for that greater awareness accelerates into the experience of this lens of awe and wonder. So here we are, trying to help each other become more aware of a passionate enthusiasm inspiring our expressions of who we are to become. The glimpsing of ourselves, who we are to become. The gift of awareness that this glimpse is inviting you to become. and that the biological incentive system designed into the organism is ignited into enthusiasm as we begin to recognize our personal significance to the future of the world, and how our dedication, devotion, and perseverance becomes legacy to the future of the world, Gilgamesh offering 5,000 years ago fruit from the tree of eternal life, a wisdom that will do you well today. However, here we are reminded that often we come up against this emotional anatomy. It's a DNA-derived emotional anatomy in within our nervous system. And what better way to find it than through Disney's Inside Out, right? And even the DNA-derived sadness. And so here this blue child wanders incessantly through the wallowing mind. And that then, that sadness itself is triggered, and triggered by more sadness. And that starts tearing down the vision of possibility. That starts tearing down the vision that encouraged. And so as with Inside Out, we see that the blue ends up in the memory dumps. These navigating these pathways of emotional anatomy very wisely by Disney was categorized as the memory dumps, where we get lost and confused. But we become more aware, freedom versus slavery, and we are investing in the confidence that I always compliment and encourage Disney. You know, I think that they are seeing it very clearly, freedom versus slavery. And it's very important to understand that this affects every single human being that walks the planet. Remember, religion comes out of your intellect. We're talking about emotional anatomy, and no man is an island entire of itself. That we are working together collaboratively to help each other because we are involved in mankind, and we are working together collaboratively to assist ourselves in seeing the visionary substance of our mind and introducing ourselves to this lens of awe and wonder that allows us to stand back and recognize the tug of war that starts to try and tear down the vision. So the DNA sadness, that DNA sadness tears down the vision of possibility and leaves us stuck in those Disney memory dumps, freedom versus slavery. However, we now have a language, the Homo sapien operating system, to assist us in understanding these phenomena, freedom versus slavery. And I am able to see much more clearly that this DNA-derived blue sadness that's unfair feeds upon itself, and it tears me down some more because it would appear as though it was inescapable until I realize that we are discussing emotional anatomy, and by my own free choice, freedom versus slavery, I am able to recognize a light side, dark side battle, and via our collaborative species, Gilgamesh comes alive, king of Uruk, 5,000 years ago, passing wisdom along to future generation. All right, so most people have never heard of this lens of awe and wonder, but of course, that's part of what Gilgamesh is attempting to pass along. Having never heard of the lens of awe and wonder, then it's very difficult to catch the glimpse of the person you are becoming. It's very difficult to catch the glimpse of a passionate invitation into becoming that person. It's a light side, dark side battle, tug of war. And it's the lens of awe and wonder that allows us to see that light side, dark side battle and how vividly the follow the yellow brick road can be of such good help to assist us in understanding what we're up to. We're going home. We're going back heart home, belly calm, rest. And that lens of awe and wonder can see a yellow brick road that allows us to recognize the light side, dark side battle along the way, and Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader lightsaber, allowing us to utilize our lightsaber to do battle against any of the emotional anatomy that I do not yet understand, for now I know with passion where I am going. And Gilgamesh is attempting to inspire that vision of possibility for each and every human that walks the earth, for all have value personally significant to the future of the world. Let us make the world a better place because we are here. It is not words that are happening to you. It is the experience of emotional anatomy. It is the experience of make the world a better place because we are here, that this has been designed into the organism on purpose to capture your attention and to be a part of a passionate invitation to each and every human being for the better possibilities, the person we are becoming. It is a light side, dark side battle. Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, lightsaber. A passionate vision. It's navigating the ocean of emotion and realizing by design that there is a dark side negativity that attempts to tear us down. And by so doing, the paradox is we become smarter, stronger, better, and wiser. And we become challenging, passionate enthusiasm that never gives up and never surrenders, for we understand at our core, make the world a better place because we are here, John Donne. No man is an island entire unto himself.